This is New England Public Radio. Our summer fiction series is done, and that means it's time for us to focus on the region's younger readers. We start our back-to-school book series this year with Northampton, Massachusetts writer Jeannie Birdsall and her book, The Penderwicks at Last. It's the fifth book about a growing family in a fictional town called Cameron. Here's Birdsall offering a quick introduction to this family and their friends, and a refresher for those of you who've been reading The Penderwicks since the first book came out in 2005.
They start out in the first book with a father, four sisters, and a very loyal dog. The second book, they add again, Mr. Penderwick gets married. The third book, they add again. I'm not going to tell you just in case anybody hasn't read this. So I jumped time then to get to the fifth book, which is the new one, which I've always been headed toward.
In The Penderwicks at Last, the story takes place in the Berkshires at a big old house called Arundel. The four older sisters are in their late teens and early 20s. Stepbrother Ben is 16. Lydia, who was a baby in the last book, is now 11 years old, and they've reconnected with lifelong friend Jeffrey. Birdsall told New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman that the narrative is constantly connecting past and present.
Lydia, this is going to be her first time at Arundel, and Ben's too. And all they know about this place is what their older sisters have told them from their visit, which had been 15 years earlier. And they've told Lydia, and she's heard all these stories. And then she goes, and she has to start getting her sister's memories to work with her own reality. And that becomes a humorous journey, especially when it comes to the one character who has come back from the first book that they never ever thought they would see again.
Is this Jeffrey or is this Jeffrey's mother?
This is Jeffrey's mother.
Okay. Jeffrey's mother is Mrs. Tifton.
Right.
And she does not like the Penderwicks.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on here? Remind us why she's there.
Oh, I can't tell you why she's there. But the reason she hates him so much is all what happened in the first book. But the first time, the original family was at Arundel, and they pretty much stole Jeffrey away from her because he was very lonely, and she had a very specific future set out for him. And here come these four girls who just sweep him into their family. And Mrs. Tifton thought that they were after his money, even when they were 11.
There's very few parents actually around.
Right.
I mean, they're referred to, they pop in and out, but really the action seems to be these older siblings and Lydia and Alice, her new friend, who lives in this place in the Berkshires. I find that really interesting, especially for a young reader, like how amazing that the parents are not the ones who are calling the shots. Can you say a little bit about that?
Well, that made complete sense to me. That's what happens in families, is especially when there's such a big gap. But the other thing is that there were no parents in any of my strongest memories. And I know that parents were around. So I think that the way a child tells the story of their childhood is those interstices between parental or adult control.
3 years ago, when I first interviewed you about another Penderwicks book, you did say to me that the whole series, all five books, tells one particular story, and it's not going to become clear till the last book. Is it really the last book? Is
yes.
It really? How do you know?
It's pure logistics. I'm 67 years old. It took me 15 to 20 years to write the whole series. I'm now working on a book that's just one book, no series. I have three more lined up in my head after that. It takes about 3 years to write a book. I'll be writing the things I'm writing now until 77. And I'm sure that in that 10 years or whatever it is, I will get some more ideas. So this all is a race against time for me.
Will you miss the Penderwicks?
No, they're still in my head. You guys only get what I write down. They're in there. The books are just what I tell you about them.
That's writer Jeannie Birdsall of Northampton. She's the author of The Penderwicks at Last. You're listening to New England Public Radio.